Let the games begin. Let the games begin. Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Inside Place, a podcast where we play games, audible games, and have some fun usually doing so.
Our sponsor is...
This evening's sponsor is Amazon.ca, Carp's link to use, so old school keeps getting Carp.
Money.
Money, gift cards.
Money,
all right.
Money.
So,
money.
Bucket of Doom. The concept of Bucket of Doom is basically to escape...
Escape.
Electronic. A Doom scenario. So the aim, to win the most...
If I wasn't drinking, I would have said that, you bastard.
So Bucket of Doom, aim, to win the most Doom cards by inventing the best escape plans known to mankind. Prep, each player grabs 8 object cards.
Those are the black...
The object cards are the double-sided. Play either black or white sides.
Black.
It don't matter if you're black or white.
But you're black.
So let's grab our 8 cards. We'll start to my left. C-Money, grab your first 8.
That was about 80, bro.
Well, no, you can grab from the middle. He doesn't have to grab from the top.
That's right.
Okay. Old school, if you want to grab your 8.
But you're black.
You're terrible cards.
Well, you got both sides. Unless we decide otherwise.
Down, up, down, up, down.
Well, no, you could use either side. Or, well, we'll establish that rule afterwards.
These aren't much better.
Black.
I'm pretty depressed across the board.
But you're black. That gum?
I like your way.
Take cheese. A little from the
top
cheese
and a little
gum
from the bottom.
Gum or cheese?
It's cum cheese.
It's cum cheese.
Kim cheese.
This episode brought to you by cum cheese.
Four.
Enough said. Cum cheese.
Cum cheese. Coming.
It's okay.
Coming to a grocery store near you.
Pick a player to read out the first Doom card. I'll select myself. Everybody now hatches an escape plan by using one of the object cards in their hand to help them.
One.
When you got your story ready, just go for it. Example. So I'm going to have to pop open a Doom card at some point to see what the escape is. Example, you're walking on a safari. Ah, wild wildebeest.
Sorry.
Acting.
Luckily, one of your object cards is a fart in a jar. You decide to use this to blast yourself into the air and hover there until the wildebeest have passed you beneath.
What?
Voting. After everyone has explained their escape plan, it's time to vote. Everyone votes for the person they think came up with the best escape plan.
Can you vote for yourself?
I would assume so. The player with the most votes wins the Doom card.
Okay.
So, Doom card is the pink card.
Pink.
If it's a tie, the person who read the card has the final decision. Okay, so you guys will vote. If, like, I'll pick.
You're the tiebreaker.
And I'm the tiebreaker.
Okay.
So I actually cannot select my Doom cards during it.
Wow.
All right, restock. Discard all the object cards used in that round, then each player takes a new one. Winning, the first to collect 3 pink Doom cards wins.
Okay.
Simple enough.
Yep.
Now rules. Flip rule for beginners. If you find yourself stuck in a seemingly hopeless combination of object cards, we'll let you use the flip rule. Choose any number of objects from your hand and flip them, using the brand new items on the reverse to escape the inescapable. Note, veteran players will agree that there is no such thing as inescapable while we're not veterans. The semi-pro rule called the MacGyver rule.
Okay.
Legendary 80s TV secret agent MacGyver had a knack for getting out of sticky situations using a combination of everyday objects, usually involving duct tape. If you want to play each round of Bucket of Doom using as many of the object cards in your hand as you want, then go for it. MacGyver would approve. Fire sale rule is for the pros. Think you're pretty hot stuff, huh? Managed to escape Freddy Krueger with nothing more than a rainbow and an eyeball, did you? Well, it's time to introduce the fire sale rule. Everything must go. Each player is given 10 object cards. You can use as many objects as you want to escape, but here's the catch. You can't restock your cards until they've all been used. Happy death dodging.
Okay.
So we're just going to use the one object card, the basic rule.
The flip rule.
Flip rule. So if, let's say, you can't win a few in a row, then you're like, fuck my cards. And
I'm going to flip them.
I'm going to flip them.
Yeah.
Okay, so play either black or white side. So we've established it's going to be black we're using.
Black.
Okay, so the Doom scenario
is
you're on a plane. There are snakes on the plane. Lots of them.
All right.
How old is this guy?
Yeah.
Is that movie's...
And we could choose any one of the cards?
Yeah, any one of the cards.
Okay. Snakes on a plane. We got to get off the plane or out of the plane? Or
we have to explain how your card helps you...
get off the plane.
You're on a plane, there's snakes on the plane.
All right.
How do you get out of it? How do you survive that doom scenario?
You have to survive?
Can I do a search for, like, what something is?
Okay, wait, I'm the...
Say the word.
Yeah.
Okay, Google.
What is loom bands?
Oh, I think they're, like, elastic bands.
Alright, whatever. It's a fucking band. Alright. That's bullshit.
So we can just yell it whenever.
Oh, let me know when you've selected your cards.
It's only one. How many do you select?
One card.
One card.
One fucking card.
So they're all terrible.
And then it's almost like Super Fight. How do you escape?
So stupid.
The plane with snakes on them.
I have to rewatch that.
Motherfucking snakes on a motherfucking plane?
Yeah. Because everyone's just waiting for that one scene.
Yeah. C-Money is good. Old school. Locked in. Phil, locked in.
Yeah.
C-Money. How do you escape?
All right. So, on this plane, there's fucking snakes on this plane.
Motherfucking plane.
Motherfucking snakes
on this plane. Set the scenario. Yeah.
But I've seen this movie, so I kind of, you know, I came prepared, because since I seen the movie, I was like, shit, if I'm ever on a situation where there's motherfucking snakes on a motherfucking plane, I gotta be prepared. And there, you know, you can't take a gun on a plane, you can't take certain weapons and shit like that, because you know what, you're gonna get stopped by the TSA. So for me, I had a very hungry caterpillar, okay? So what's good about this caterpillar, you gotta understand, right?
He's fucking hungry.
He's super fucking hungry, but the thing is, there's a lot of snakes, so he's got to eat a lot, right? So he's eating these snakes.
You're trying to convince these guys as well, right?
This guy's saving me. Snakes are coming at me. He's just like, fuck you, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, fuck you, I'm hungry. Caterpillar's getting bigger. He's like, just like, fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Okay.
So he's getting fat, he's getting big. I'm like, oh shit, this plane's going to go down because there's too much fucking snakes. So, bam, metamorphosis. He jumps into a butterfly. I fly to safety. I'm out.
So you're okay.
Remember, you guys, we all have to fly to safety, right?
Yeah.
This is the perfect segue, okay? I'm going to take you back to 1982.
I'm going to break take.
You talking about fucking 19...
Is that the new Brexit?
Yeah.
Yeah, break take. And we're going to take a break from the European Union. We'll take a little break. So talking about flying away, all you see is 1982. Da, na, 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 na. I got E.T.'s mother finger.
His mother finger?
E.T.'s finger.
E.T.'s finger, right?
The one he uses to phone home.
Yeah. So I'm fucking phoning home. I'm like, yo, there's all these snakes or whatever. Okay. No, they're all coming. I'm fucking taking the finger. Zap, 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 zap. Taking them all out. Yeah.
Did E.T.'s finger zap?
No. It just glowed.
Yeah, it glowed.
It glowed and healed.
Yeah.
Here's what's awesome. I got a bike. I brought my mountain bike because I mountain bike.
That's
you know me.
Stories, like,
I mountain bike. I'm going to BC.
We all know he mountain bikes.
I constantly mountain bike. That's all I talk about. That's all I do. Mountain bike. Mountain bike. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Da-na. I'm singing the theme. I'm into it. So I'm like, na 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 na, E.T. finger the bike, see ya. I fucking, everybody else dies. I don't care. They can all die.
It doesn't say you have to save anybody
else. And all I'm doing is just singing the theme for no reason.
and hoping the federal agents have flashlights instead of actual guns.
With finger up in the air.
Yeah. Okay.
As light.
See ya.
As light.
And I'm giving them all the finger. Da na 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 na, everybody's dead.
But you aren't, because you fly in the bicycle with ETs.
Thank you.
Were you wearing the hoodie?
I mountain bike. That's all you need to know.
Oh, I don't, if there's no hoodie.
I got a hoodie.
For mountain bike?
Yeah, for mountain bike, yeah.
Phil, how do you escape the plane with snakes on the plane? Because there's lots of them.
So I snuck in this gumball machine. So you know how these gumballs and these fucking machines are like fucking rocks. They've been there for 15 years.
Nobody ever takes them.
Yeah, never.
Never.
So I feed it to the fucking snakes and all their teeth shatter. I'm safe.
Wait, is there more? No, I'm safe.
I'm safe. Yeah.
Okay, I'm simply the tiebreaker. So I think I know who C-Money's running for.
Up until that moment, I was like, and then he just killed me.
C-Money, who do you vote for?
Fucking Bill.
Let's go, who do you vote for?
Yeah, Gumball wins it.
Yeah, Bill. Here's your doom card.
Like, literally, your story was just, like, quick and easy. I was like, okay. And then you're like, okay. Whatever.
So now, so your cards, you three discard. and you grab one more card each.
So we discard the
So you discard because Phil gets the pink card. And now you each grab one more.
You guys go first.
Well, no, whatever. Pick whatever order you want.
All right, whatever. Just give me the top one. Black.
Okay, so see money. You're the doomsayer.
All right. You light a fart, and the wind blows it back in.
Holy shit.
This is heavy.
Wow.
So I don't got to do anything. I don't got to read.
You're the tiebreaker, if anything.
So it's like, how do you get out of this?
But I don't have to come up with a card.
No, you basically have to listen to our stories. And if we end up, like, let's say I pick Phil, Phil picks Old School, and Old School picks me, then you have to decide who wins. This is a great white card, though, that we're not going to get to use.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm using the black side.
If you flip?
Well, no, we're using exclusively black. Right.
Please, no footsies. It will not help you win.
This is so stupid. Whatever.
Okay, right. I wrote that wrong.
All right, we're going to go counterclockwise.
All right. So fart goes back in. I bust out the preparation H and just plug my butthole shut and just let it keep expanding until I'm fine. Until it slowly just the cream.
How big is that butthole?
The cream slowly dissipates the fire of the butthole fire into like, and then it's just like a waterfall out of my asshole.
So, don't go chasing waterfalls.
The lakes
that
you
use.
But the wetness.
You light a fart. It's on fire. It's blowing out your ass.
Comes
and
back
it goes
in.
Back in.
So slap on slap up the cream all the way up the colon.
So to block it so that there's no oxygen.
So there's no, exactly. I completely cut off the oxygen.
Okay.
Fire lets out and whatever like CO2 or whatever chemicals that are left over just slowly discharge out of the cream. And then the nice clean water that comes out after, I bottle it and I sell it.
So there's an economic value.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's making money.
You gotta make a profit.
All right.
Always have to make a profit.
Mixed Master Philly.
This is the dumbest shit ever.
Literally.
Yes. Because I have an extra chromosome.
Okay.
So I'm probably used to this shit. And the people around me are probably used to this shit.
Like, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, because the first thing, the worst you can do is panic. And in this case, I wouldn't.
You would panic?
I wouldn't panic.
Oh, you wouldn't panic.
Yeah. It's all par for the course. And people are expecting this shit to happen. So we're all prepared.
So it blows back and then you're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not as good as the tickets.
It's okay.
It's a bit hot. It's a bit hot.
It's okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Number Tress. Trust me.
That's you?
Caught it last.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That's a new one. All right, so I'm going to paint a picture for you.
That's what you're supposed to do in this game. Exactly.
That's the point of the game.
Spoiler.
We're at a campfire, and luckily, about 20 minutes before, I murdered SpongeBob SquarePants. Because I'm not a fan.
What the fuck is your card?
Yeah, what's your card?
So I murdered him, right? Yeah. I'm not a fan. Like, he needs to die.
Okay.
So luckily, I had SpongeBob SquarePants' corpse lying around.
Fair enough.
Because the song annoys me. The song annoys me. I don't like the cartoon. I don't like that crab guy. I'm just not a fan, so I believe that he needed to die.
We got it.
Regardless, right?
So we got the intent for murder, yes. Okay.
Is this a confession or what?
First degree.
So I escaped the fart, but I'm going to jail.
You didn't talk about the jail time afterwards. So I light a fart. The winds come back. Whoa, what's going on? I'm like, luckily, I have SpongeBob SquarePants' corpse to shield the blow. I just pulled that fucker out of the ocean. He's soaking wet. He's dead soaking wet. Soaking wet dead.
Is there any other order? You can place those words.
So you're shoving him up your ass?
Yes.
Yes.
So kind of a carp thing.
Okay. He's kind of preparation H with soaking wet dead SpongeBob's corpse's ass. Up my ass.
You're trying to sell up.
His own ass.
You never go ass to ass.
Is up my ass. Anyways, I'm good. Yada, yada, yada.
I'm
untouched.
I'm good.
Okay, so we each got to vote for who we thought. I don't know, something about an extra chromosome that gets me laughing. So my vote's for Phil. Okay.
I vote for myself.
You can't vote for yourself.
SpongeBob.
You said he could.
Yeah.
You can?
I asked.
SpongeBob's
ass. He asked and said yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, you can, if we could all vote for ourselves, that's the thing. You could be like, but I vote for myself. But
then you got the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Look, if your shit's garbage, you gotta admit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, I would have voted for myself. I thought it was pretty funny, but after everyone has explained their card, it's time to vote. Everyone votes for the person they think they came up with the best player with the most votes. It doesn't say if you can vote for yourself or not.
I'd imagine you could vote for yourself.
Let's act as a group. Do we admit that you're allowed to vote for yourself, or do you have to vote for somebody else?
I think you should have to vote for somebody else.
All right, let's do it.
Because each and every time you're going to vote for yourself.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, that's
not, it's not that great. It's not that great. But anyway,
mine was shit.
All right, so SpongeBob, and I can't vote for myself. I go with the cream because I for some reason I want to see that act.
What?
I don't know why.
What?
All right, I want to see you. I want to see that ass wet SpongeBob.
What's your choice?
Wet, dead.
So you're the tiebreaker.
Not a tiebreaker.
Dead, wet, and wet.
Yeah, because he voted for SpongeBob.
You voted SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I voted SpongeBob.
So you're the tiebreaker.
Yeah. So there's one vote each.
It's just so similar.
Come up with my story first, though. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, but you didn't murder with intent.
Yeah, that's true.
SpongeBob.
That's true.
Like, I'm going to jail.
I did have the hemorrhoid cream already prepared.
Take it. All right. The main reason, I think, is because he started talking about the cream coming back out after that. That out a little bit.
That was too much.
Right. So, those of us who discarded. Grab a card.
All
right. It's black, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Black side.
So old school, grab yourself a card for next time. Discard SpongeBob.
You know when you just look at your things and you're like, this is so big.
It's the same thing with cards.
It's not even, whoever it's made the game is like not creative.
No, but it's the same thing with Cards Against Humanity because you're like, oh no.
Every card should be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Or disturbing or something.
Yeah.
Disturbingly hilarious.
Old school, how are we getting out of, what's our scenario, buddy?
Gentlemen, you are ice fishing.
Okay.
When you fall through your hole and the ice refreezes above you, how do you get out? You're ice fishing when you fall through the hole and your ice refreezes above you. You're stuck, ice is on top and you can't get out. What do? SpongeBob, you murder SpongeBob. You stick him up your ass. Dead SpongeBob, SpongeBob dead.
Wet dead SpongeBob.
SpongeBob wet dead.
So stupid.
I'm doing there. This one is stupid. They're not even good cards.
You're a salesman.
I know. I can spin something.
That's what's going to kill us.
Can't you make dog shit out of chicken or whatever? I don't know.
dog shit out of chicken? Anybody can make dog shit out of chicken. They have to feed chicken to dogs.
Yeah.
Good.
Who started?
Chicken shit out of dog shit. You're ice fishing. When you fall
Who is them. Starting their escape scenario?
Next master film.
Right. So I fall in.
You're in.
Yeah. Thank God for these newfangled cell phones that survive underwater until...
Absolutely.
For a couple meters. And I use it to call the number for a very prompt taxi service.
Okay. So all right,
let's call it Uber.
Uber.
And on Uber, you can text your taxi person.
Yeah.
To say, hey... This is my location on the GPS. Bring some shit. Break me out of this.
Falling through the ice, LOL. Yeah, about
also,
to die.
Also, I might need to go to the hospital. That's my destination.
P.S. I don't know how this ice froze over.
This makes no sense.
I just fell in.
This makes no sense.
And I don't know how I'm talking underwater, but you know.
No. This is all texting on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because it's Uber.
My bad.
Or SHM.
Or
SMH.
Or
whatever.
Left.
Shake head, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Ubed, thank you for Ubed.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I go ice fishing, I bring my pets with me. But this time, I especially had my horny ferret on a leash. When I fell in, ferret's so horny, he's like, fuck this, and he's trying to escape. But I have it tied on, so he's just like, oh, I got to escape, and he just keeps ramming my skull into the ice, which is cracking it back open.
What?
And helping pull me out.
In the ice?
What?
No, I fall in.
Yeah.
But I have his leash attached to my arm.
Oh.
So it may be frozen over, but there's still the leash attached.
So he's fucking your arm.
Ferret's freaking out, can't go fuck whatever it has to fuck, starts smashing me into the ice. To make my head break through the ice.
So it's fucking your
head. I escape.
He essentially fucks the ice.
He's so horny that he's like, if I don't get off this leash to go fuck something.
If I don't get off to get off.
So he smashes me through the ice to go fuck whatever's in the forest.
Wow. That's dedication.
Yeah. Because he's that horny. I mean, he may cause me brain damage, but I still escape.
Yeah, but yeah.
He also fucked you.
No, he didn't fuck me. Maybe if he after he got me out, he fucked me. But he got me out to fuck.
Did he get you off? Get you out to get you off?
No, well, he's getting you out. He's getting me out to get himself off.
Yeah. Okay, get you out to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. That being said. Yeah. That being said.
Yeah.
See, Mike, what do you got?
Yeah.
All right. This is so lame. So I'm out ice fishing, fall through the ice.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just going to climb out. But then it freezes over. I'm like, immediately. That doesn't even make sense, right? It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had my fake dog poop on me. Right? Awesome. Fake poop. It was right there, floating around, right in front of my face. I'm like, this is amazing. My dog, who eats his own shit.
Yeah.
Is on the top of the ice fucking with dogs. Me. And so the dog just like, oh, fuck, I want to eat this shit. So it just starts fucking like trying to get to the dog poop, but the dog poops on the other end of the ice.
Yeah.
So it has to just fucking keep biting through the ice. I got to eat this shit. Breaks through. I can escape. Grabs the dog poop. It's frustrating because it's fake. But I escape. Yes. I don't care about the dog.
You push the dog in.
Fuck the dog. I push the dog in. And I
you shit on him.
I shit on the dog. Mom. Give him his last meal. Cover the ice up and say, "Fuck shit."
Let's recap. We got Phil making the logic here. Calling Uber. Say, "Hey, I'm under the ice." LOL. LMFAO. Save me. Your ferret goes fucking ape shit and busts you out because it's a bust a nut. Which is pretty improbable, but hey.
Oh, C-Money did add a dog to a scenario that didn't exist.
Yeah, and then
none of the story exists. You're supposed to create that. That's the whole point.
And then your dog's so obsessed with shit.
The dogs eat their shit. That's a fact.
Sexually vomit.
I totally get the dogs eat their own shit, but would they be that determined to break through the ice to get to their own shit?
Oh, you're still in the tiebreaker at this point.
So bad?
No.
No, it's never happened.
So we gotta vote.
You don't know.
We actually have to vote before you decide if anything, if it's a tiebreaker.
Okay. Right.
So who's gonna vote first?
Phil.
I vote for the eating shit. Because it's about eating shit.
I'll vote for the super texter while underwater and the Uber taxi service. My vote goes to Phil.
Uber.
No plug.
So just to fuck you over and make you part of this, I'll vote for
Makes no sense.
That's the whole point. If it's not funny, what's the point? Yeah. If it's so like, let's go. Oh, I got my way out with an ice pick.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
I punched my way out.
Yeah. I melted the snow.
I wait for summer.
I can breathe a long time.
I can hold my breath for 16 years.
I mean, if I look at this logically, the Uber is probable. It's low, but it could happen.
Uber insurance would tell you to not go on the ice. Right. Be like, you cannot drive today.
Uber would be like, you are not at your destination.
Yeah. So then I'm looking at the ridiculousness of a dog trying to get through his own shit.
Or a ferret fucking its way out.
Or a ferret needing to fuck so bad.
Cut this out.
And that's the end of the snacks for me.
Cut that out.
That being said,
you know, upon tireless deliberation, I will have to go with the dog shit. The dog eating his own shit. Obsessed with eating his own shit.
Yo, I gotta eat my shit. And then I just kill it. Yeah, fuck you, dog.
Fuck you, dog.
You're an idiot for eating your fake poop.
All right, you get that card.
So, C-Money, you got the pink card.
Pinky.
Already threw my...
And you're stinky. Oh. Go for it.
Phil, you are the doomsayer.
Okay.
All right, your situation is... You're a shipwrecked vampire on a barren desert island. Dawn is coming.
Fuck.
This was a hard one. Barren desert.
I've got nothing good here.
There's only two cards that I really want to play, and both of them are not like... You know when you have the card where this is hilarious and I can work off of this? That's none of these.
Yeah.
This is like, I got a stretch. Okay.
Yep.
So you're a vampire stuck on an island.
Yeah.
And Dawn's coming.
Dawn's coming.
Right. That would just glow because it's highlight.
Fuck!
No, no solid.
I'm a diamond, so.
Oh, I'm by myself on the island?
You're a shipwreck.
Fuck.
You don't have to be, depending on your story.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, there we go. That works. All right.
I mean, there could be stuff on the ship.
There could be animals eating their own shit.
You're shipwrecked?
Yeah, shipwrecked.
That doesn't matter. My story's retarded anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to come up with.
All right. So who starts? You good? Carp.
Okay, so obviously I was on a ship, cruise ship full of Americans. And thankfully, I had my Stars and Stripes bandana on. So we start a USA chant. And obviously, Americans are so fucking patriotic that they're like, USA, USA. And I'm like, hey, help me build a hut so we can all survive. But it's secretly for me.
Build a hut.
USA.
So they're all like, build a hut or USA?
So they're like, oh, fuck. USA will build a hut. We'll start America on this desert island.
You'll be the best.
Because we're so, like, we're the best at everything because we're American.
What about Trump?
And obviously, despite this weird European guy having a Stars and Stripes bandana, he's cheering for us. So let's just listen to what he has to do because maybe he knows what we should do. They build me a hut. They cover it up with leaves. I escape the sunlight. I'm good to go.
Moving on. I'm going to no-sell that.
Like I said, I had nothing else to go with that.
Could have covered your face.
Well, no, a bandana.
You're a D&D master. You should be all fucking
Yeah, usually D&D, I had like weeks to prepare everything.
Oh my god. Okay. All right, see money.
All right. So I get off this. Oh, this is the. Oh, that's the wrong card. Hold on. So what is it? I'm on a ship?
Yeah.
Shipwrecked.
Vampire.
So I'm on this ship, right? And I go, what the fuck?
Are you Italian?
No, no, you're going on
Hey, bro, I'm an Italian vampire.
I'm
on a shipwreck.
It's dark out. I'm feeling good. I'm like, ah, Vlad, what do you want to do? How are we going to get out of here? Ah, it's me, Vlad. I don't know why Vlad's in the story all of a sudden.
I'm like, Vlad.
Oh, fuck, the sun is coming. And I look around. I'm like, the ship, it's empty. We killed all the people. We sucked their blood. There's nothing left. Maybe we could just go back on the ship and hide, because that would make sense. But I'm going to make the story more interesting. So I pull out this tube of KY jelly and I lube myself all over my body, and the sun comes up and I cry because it's the first time I've seen the sun. And it doesn't affect me because the KY jelly. And then me and Vlad, we go to a corner. And I survive. Blah.
Blah. Blah. I eat it. It's all right. I eat it.
All right.
I miss that too.
Old school.
Right, so I'm thinking long term here, right?
You just have to survive the day.
Yeah.
I'm thinking long term. I'm like, fuck the day. I'm thinking long term. I don't know what's happened and how long it's going to take to get rescued, this, that. And dawn's coming. I need blood, but my time is running out.
Where's Vlad?
I don't know where Vlad is right now.
You got retconned out.
So my goal is to try to get shelter, to stop the sun, but also I need blood to survive. Luckily, I got a blood-sucking leech. So I'm like, ca-ca! And they're like, what? Launch the fucking leech. I used to be a pro baseball player before I got bit or whatever. So I got Vlad arms, right? I take this leech. I'm like, ca-ca! Like, what? I'm like, thwap! Fucking launch it like fucking.
But don't you have vampire teeth?
No.
Yeah, don't you need the blood more so than the leech?
This is a long term.
Can you turn into a bat?
This is long game here. I don't know this bat shit yet. I haven't figured it out. I got this leech. I fucking like.
He's prepubescent.
Yeah, prepubescent. I haven't batted yet. So I'm fucking Hail Marying this. Who's a quarterback? Eli Manning or whatever?
Sure.
I'm like, yo, Eli Manning. I'm like, caca, what? Fucking thwap, launch it. 40 yards, blood sucking leech, nails it right in the neck. It goes down like a fucking bag of whatever. Somebody goes down. So he's like, what the fuck? Is this some leech hit me? What is this? And I fucking...
felt like a leech hit me.
Yeah. I'm going
First
down.
Of all, as great as a quarterback Eli is, he's a dumbass.
Anyways, I'm fucking nailing it 100%. And then I managed to find enough shelter. But at night, I sneak out, take the leech back, fucking lick the leech. And I can take the blood off the leech.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just keep redoing this.
But so you've eaten. But where do you...
From the leech.
How do you get escape the sun?
the ship or whatever.
He randomly finds shelter, apparently.
Bada boom, bada boom. Bada boom,
bada boom. Yeah, just go back in the ship or whatever.
That was my thing for the record.
Whatever. Anyway, so, like, but I keep fucking nailing these guys with the leech. That's how I get the blood during the day. At night, I would like, come out and go, bleh. And I,
bleh.
I suck it off the leech. So nobody knows the wiser, and then I get rescued. It's over.
He's got a blood sucking leech.
Credits.
End scene. Finn.
I like the crying with the KY jelly. So, C-Money's got my vote.
Vlad.
Vlad.
Your vote, C-Money?
C-Money?
I'm trying to remember.
Well, I started a USA chant to make them build me a hut because they were a boat of Americans. And they're like, hey, he must be super patriotic. So they built me a hut to protect me. And they're a bunch of big fat Americans, so I get to feast on them.
And you were throwing leeches across the ocean or something. Like that.
The most...
It's
a terrible way to suck blood.
I'm going with the USA thing.
Because my bandana, they're like, he must be American.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I vote for myself. The leech thing I thought was a great idea. But if I couldn't vote for myself, I'd have to go KY.
Fuck.
KY jelly.
See money. Yeah. Two cards.
KY jelly gets it.
No.
It's a jelly.
Are you gentlemen ready?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
You're exploring a deep ocean trench in a submarine when...
James Cameron.
Wait, no. You're exploring a deep ocean trench in a submarine you built in your garage when it starts filling up with water. How do you get out?
So, you don't understand. Submarine. You're in your garage still.
No, you're exploring a deep ocean trench in a submarine you built in your garage.
You just built it in your garage.
It's like the flat-earther that tried to launch the his own rocket.
Yeah.
So imagine you're trying to be James Cameron, but you're piss poor.
But you don't raise the bar. You lower it.
Yeah, exactly.
All
right. Fuck, if I... That's a ping, see money, then he wins.
If what?
If the votes go to you, you win.
What, is three?
Yeah.
You got two cards, first three cards.
Well, now that you've said that, they're not going to fucking pick me.
No. This show won't last forever.
Plus, we got Beer Run, which we can't record, but we can still play.
Sure. We might lose the episode.
Yeah, I'm up early tomorrow. What time is it?
That'd be terrible if we lost a full episode.
So many things we
can't reference.
Yeah, I'm going to call it after this.
Yeah.
It'd be like saying about stuff that never happened.
Yeah,
like the pyramids.
I want to do callbacks, but you can't.
You can't when you... Was it really there?
It just... I was so politically correct in this episode. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I was crestfallen. Crestfallen.
All right. Pick your cards. Let's go.
You're in a trench.
It's leaking.
It's leaking. What do you do?
Starts filling up with water.
I can literally get any card and I'll just fucking say
this. This is
that's the whole point, right?
Like, fucking sales.
The whole point is just to get creative and be... It's like the... what was the battle game we used to play with... It's me just slapping him with my mom's dick. And he's hitting me with
super fight.
Which I still got. We should
play. He's trying to hurt me with lava that I'm sitting in.
And I'm like slapping me with his giant dick.
We should record like a bunch of like game episodes in a row so I can have a bunch of extra shit.
Who cares who wins?
I have a card that makes sense, but it's so boring.
But can you make it creative? That's the whole point.
No, it's just
take it out of left field. Left.
Sione, how do you escape the deep ocean trench?
Let me tell you about my plan.
Oh no.
It's a great plan.
It's a great plan. It's the best plan in the world.
It's about a wall. It's about a wall, isn't it?
He's got like Trump's wig or something.
So I'm sitting there my homemade submarine in the trench. I'm like, oh my God.
Turns into a body.
I'm going to reinvent China, okay?
China.
I'm going to make new China.
China.
But then, oh my God, there's water. Water and my hair. I said, oh my God, my hair is perfect. Nobody can touch it. I called Putin. I said, Putin, what do I got to do? What's happening? Help me. He said, I already helped you once.
That's what he said.
Well, he's starting to drown, obviously.
Vote Quimby.
Yeah. Quimby. He says, I gotta build a wall. So I build a wall that the trench paid for, and it blocked the hole, and I survived.
What the fuck is a card?
So the card?
Why you didn't use your card?
My toupee.
Oh.
He said it. That's why I laughed.
Donald Trump's lady killer toupee.
Quote, lady killer toupee.
Yeah. Old school.
All right.
It's a shitty car. I have no good cards.
No.
Everybody knows to fix a leak in a homemade submarine.
Thanks, Leonard Cohen.
What?
Everybody knows to fix a homemade submarine.
Continue, Jacques Cousteau.
Everybody knows what you gotta do. You need some change out of your pocket. You need exactly $5 and change. That's what I got. I got $5. Everybody knows.
$5 in coins, okay.
So, previously I'd done some research. You know me, I like to pre-plan when I, you know, scenarios, you know, whatever.
Scenarios.
Thankfully, I've got the $5 in coins, and everybody knows. You need about $4.78. And some gum.
Is it Canadian or US?
It's Canadian, so like the coins are huge.
So you got like
$2 coins.
Two toonies.
Yeah.
The toonies. So to fix a crack, you need 2 toonies, 2 quarters, 3 dimes, and some nickels. That equals up to $5 credits.
I don't know if he's just trying to prove that he can count in this one, or if he's actually got a story. He's been thinking hard about breaking down those monetary values.
I think he's more afraid of getting the math wrong.
Yeah. He'll never live down the math.
No.
You never live down the math.
Okay, so what happens?
I win.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Remember, I'm solely the tiebreaker for this, right?
Yeah. So mine's an actual practical thing.
Mm.
So thank God I have this industrial size roll of aluminum foil.
Mm. Right? Aluminium.
Aluminium. So first of all, I use it to plug the fucking holes.
End of story.
Sorry. No. But that's making it more complicated. So I have to get out, right? So it's still sinking because this thing is fucking heavy. This roll is fucking heavy. So I have to make this balloon out of aluminum or aluminium, blow air into it, shoot my way up, call Donald Trump and say, I'm the best. My plan is better than yours. Collusion.
Damn right.
Collusion.
It's better than yours.
Collusion.
Collusion. Cafefe.
Stop SNL. There must be collusion. Sweden.
Gina.
Mueller.
Okay, so who's voting for him? C-Money, who's your vote for?
Everybody knows the $5.
It literally makes no sense, but I'll go with $5. Because there was no story behind it. It just made no sense.
Bill, who's your vote for?
I'm going to for $5. Because there's no story.
There's no story.
It's just like, I won. A 2.
A 3.
A 3.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Are you leaving?
That means I win.
Again,
see money.
You're the doomsayer.
Yep.
I say, you are a zombie.
Dude.
Have a bottle, hazard. Shit, that shit. Cop, you are a zombie. You are a zombie. A biohazard team with flamethrowers have got you cornered.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. What do you do, zombie? Why can't we be friends?
Why can't...
That's a song, theme song for... what's the movie with The Rock and... what's his name?
Oh, it's Kevin the Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, that actually looks good.
Yeah.
Like, entertaining.
Yeah.
Not good, but entertaining.
Oh, it looks dumb. It looks dumb.
Yeah, it looks over the top dumb.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's every Fast and Furious movie.
Mm-hmm.
These cards say BOD. 2? We need one more. I say. We need one more. Miss us. Oh shit. That was a big splooge.
Yes.
I say, Mr. Old School, if you be a zombie and there's a biohazard team and they're all like, I got the fire, and then you're all like, oh, I'm in a corner.
What is that? Is a biohazard team from New Orleans?
New Orleans.
I mean, zombies, New Orleans.
Yeah, makes
voodoo.
Sense.
Voodoo.
Makes sense. Sure. You do voodoo.
All right.
What do you do?
So I'm like a zombie, and like
you're from the
valley. He's also a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, like a 16-year-old girl.
That's a trending topic.
So I'm like, what do I gotta do? What do I gotta do to get out of this? And
going to the fire festival
part two.
Yeah, literally going to the fire festival. And like, I just took a home pregnancy test, so I knew I was purple. And
what?
Wow, when you're a zombie and you're prego, it's purple. So
what?
Yeah. There's blue and pink and purple if you're a zombie, if you're prego. So
okay,
zombie prego is purple.
I'm gonna go to Uncle Cop for the validation of this purple.
I'm gonna say no, but
okay, his story.
So this is hypothetical,
his story.
Zombies are real.
Yes.
Okay, so like I'm like purple, and so I'm like, yeah, hey, everybody.
Hey.
Purple. And they're like, what? And
they're like, fucking, what? It doesn't turn purple.
I'm like, it's purple. And they're like, but there's no purple. So they're all fucking confused. And I'm like, later. See ya.
You're not trying to convince him. You're trying to convince us.
No, Phil.
Okay, so I want old school to write a movie where it's like all set up.
And they did. It's called the disaster movie.
It's just set up and it just ends.
Yeah.
There's no payoff. It just ends.
Here's Jane. Here's Bob. They have a kid.
The end. Credits.
Spoiler.
What was my card? Oh, yeah. So I'm surrounded, but they're coming after me, so they haven't seen me yet.
No.
What, corner?
They got you cornered.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it actually says, have got you cornered at the end.
All right. I said that in a southern accent.
Oh, fuck it. Anyways, I'll still go with it. So I put on a stick-on Taliban boot. And I go, Allah Akbar, I have a bomb on me, so if you torch me, you're all dying. Credits.
No, at that point, you're preaching to the guy who might affect things. You have to be like, and I've got my daughter with me.
It's on a train.
Fuck you, Carl. You're not winning.
Well, thankfully, I have Men in Black's neutralizer, so I'm just like hitting the button, and they're like, why are we here? What's going on? Huh?
That's so boring.
And I just keep hitting the button, and they're not going to want to vaporize me with fire anymore, so that's it.
It's the worst.
I got a super weapon.
All right.
My vote's for Taliban Beard, because I'm not voting for Valley Girl.
So. Old school.
We're going to go with the... makes interesting. I'm gonna go with Cart.
You actually just forced a win.
I forced you to play, and
no, you forced me not to play.
No, he could pick.
No, he can't. Actually, because yeah, he can't pick himself.
If he picks me,
no.
It goes to a tiebreaker.
Yeah,
nobody's picked me.
No, but yeah,
oh, I
no,
picked Phil. So yeah. Yeah.
He goes to me. He goes to the tiebreaker.
So he has to pick you in order to go to the tiebreaker.
If he picks him,
I'm gonna vote for the Valley Girl.
And in Cart, I'm gonna vote for.
Taliban.
I'm no good at sales.
It's not bad. You're not selling it.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I figured it was an easy escape. That's why I said it.
You gotta pat it out, man.
Yeah, but like, I'm purple. I'm like, I'm out of here.
Purple one. So, our listeners, if you ever had a purple experience,
it's usually plus or minus or two lines, one line.
How many are you supposed to have? Eight?
Yeah.
Okay. I win.
Cards suck.
You need three.
I win because nobody loses. And
that's life is like a box of vaginas.
Everybody's got a cum.
Everybody's got a hole. All
right.
What's our doom?
Doom it.
Read the card.
Oh.
Doom it, fucker.
Oh, it's not over.
No.
No, you need three pink cards to win.
I thought he had three.
No, it's two.
I think these are my two.
You just got to sell it more. You could win, man. You got to play.
You have the actual one.
You actually have a creative mind. You have to do it. You're just not pushing it enough.
It's your first day as a bullfighter, and your mom has insisted you wear your best red shirt.
Weird scenario, but...
Yeah. Your mom's an asshole. Why do you listen to your mom anyway?
Why are you still listening to your mom?
Wear whatever the fuck you want. Don't judge me.
You could go so far with this one. Like, just over the top, talking for too long.
Yeah. The white ones are better, man.
Yeah, some of the white ones are actually... We'll have to change up next time.
All right, Carp, what do you got?
Well, thankfully, along with my red shirt, I brought my taxidermied red fox. So, despite being in red... Every time the bull, I go ole, I check the red fox. And the bull's
like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
the bull's
like,
like, whoa, extra movement. I'm going to go after the other thing. Goes after the red fox, and I'm like, yeah. So I go behind, I stab it in the back of the neck like a good bullfighter does, and I'm out.
Pretty fucking sadistic.
Sure.
I do the classic bullfighter thing and drive the sword right through the spine.
Yeah. So PETA, the Views and Opinions Express, by the dead taxidermy thing.
Red fox.
And the fucking stabbing the bull in the fucking neck.
Yeah, till it dies.
All right, Phil.
That's about all I need.
All
right.
So we all know that the red part is bullshit. Bulls are more attracted by movement than anything else. So the red shirt doesn't change anything. So I show my adoption papers. Fuck you, you're not even my real mom. Why are you putting, making me put this fucking red shirt? You want me to die, bitch? Fuck off.
That's fair.
So I still do my job. And
you
like,
told me red was lucky.
Yeah, exactly. So I still do my job and like, carp, stab the fucking bull. And I show both fingers.
Mine's gonna hit me up. Stabbing the bull.
Fucking PETA hates this one.
Alright, see you, buddy.
Read the scenario again.
It's your first day as a bullfighter, and your mom has insisted you wear your best red shirt.
Alright. So I'm like, Mama, no me gusta. I don't want to kill a bull. It's not my favorite. I like a bull, and I like all the animals. So the mom was like, no, you put the on mom. This red shirt, you little fucking Guido. Get out there and gangbang and make mama some money on the street corners and sell some goddamn
Mom's
tacos and
oranges. Mom's such an asshole. Such
Mom's
a
huge
money.
Cunt, right? She's a huge cunt.
She's the first Italian.
She also thinks you're Italian, so the Spanish.
But imagine the Spanish mom saying, you fucking Guido.
You're from New Jersey? Yeah.
So mama's all like, wear this red shirt, you piece of shit. And I'm like, I will not kill the bull. I love the bull. I love PETA. Okay. So how can I make sure the bull will not want to be around me and leave me alone and the bull can survive? So I looked to a city that is known for people avoiding things. I looked to Montreal and they give me an idea. So I hide in a traffic cone in the middle of the ring. The bull is confused. It does not like the orange. And it goes away using Waze.
The bull's on Waze.
Because it's the most efficient.
It's efficient bull.
It's the most efficient route.
And then it stabbed mama in the vagina. Because she was a Guido.
Credits.
Carp.
I'm voting for Phil.
See money.
What was Phil's?
Adoption papers. Mine was the taxidermied animal, which I threw.
See, if I give it to him, the game's over. For the sake of keeping the game alive and letting you choose him or whatever. Garp.
Phil, who do you choose?
I'm going to go for the Guido,
which means it's my pick.
Timer.
It's a Mexican standoff.
Yes.
You know what Mexicans have to do?
I have to go for the adoption papers. That was the best twist ever.
It was. I just couldn't give him the win, so...
You're not
and
my
Phil
real.
Takes...
Not my fuck
real
you.
Bucket of Doom, Bucket our of doom. First time playing. We'll probably play again at some point, like we did Super Fight. So...
Hold on, Carp. Count your cards. How many did you get?
Big Fat Zero. Just like I'm able to play softball this summer, Big Fat Zero.
Oh.
Because life sucks.
Your life was going so well.
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
Until you lost the recording.
Well, we'll see. Maybe Charlie S.
Yeah, she might be able to save it. She might be able to save it.
I guess plugs and final thoughts. See money.
I would just like to say, if you have a mother that makes you wear a red shirt in a bull arena, fuck her.
get adopted.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Let's go.
So, like, during the zombie attack, I was like, no, you're not going to do this. I'm pregnant. Credits.
Okay. Phil?
So if you encounter any weapons from the MIB, there's a better use for them than the practical one.
All right. Yeah, exactly. So for the show, at allbeerinside@gmail.com. We'll probably play again. If you found this entertaining, please 5 stars, subscribe, and all that stuff on iTunes. Have a good night, and we're out.
That's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. fuck are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?